Imagine yourself standing inside a mysterious wooden cabin. A baby's screams fill every inch around you. You approach a large wooden door. You push on the wooden door, and it slowly creaks open.
A small little baby boy lay in his crib, screaming at the top of his lungs. You walk closer. A name is inscripted in the side of his wooden crib. You walk closer. The words become more clear. Our little bundle of joy. Adolphus Hitler.
This is Nature
or Nurture,
hosted by Theo
and Reese.
Hi, welcome to Nature or Nurture, the podcast where we investigate the childhoods and actions of the world's most evil people. I'm Theo.
And I'm Reese. Today, we'll be investigating if someone can be born evil. And we'll also delve deep into Adolf Hitler's childhood and see why he was such a terrible person. But I think the best thing to do is to finish what we've started, and that is the evil baby dilemma.
The baby lying in the crib is none other than Adolf Hitler himself. On a table across from the crib lies a gun, and just next to the table is the door that you entered through.
This is an open-ended question.
Feel free to discuss what you would do, either by yourself or with a friend. Pause the podcast now.
Most people, when given this question, decide to shoot the poor baby. But is there a better way? We've asked some volunteers to answer this question and see what they think.
I'll probably leave Hitler because it's just not right changing history, because if I would go back in time, I wouldn't really want to change the past.
I would pick up the gun and shoot him.
Well, I would probably shoot Hitler because he killed like 7 million people for no reason. Yeah, that's about it.
Yes, I agree that I would probably shoot him, because he did kill a lot of people.
I would kill baby Hitler.
As you can see, most people opt to shooting the baby and preventing World War II. We asked Thea Burke and Anna Haywood what their thoughts were about this question.
No, I definitely would not kill baby Hitler. I think that that would change the course of history, and I think it's one of those things which is like the butterfly effect. It's quite dangerous to kind of intervene in certain things. That said, I couldn't walk in and walk out without trying to do something, I think, in this alternate weird universe. So, because it was arguably the most horrific evil crime humans have ever committed, right? What happened in Germany. So I think I would pick up gorgeous baby Hitler, who I feel I could nurture and love, and run and raise him in a different way, because I think he had quite a complicated and difficult childhood.
I definitely wouldn't shoot baby Hitler because I couldn't kill anything. I would probably put him in a different environment where there are lots of great role models and he can be heavily monitored, so maybe he could grow differently.
Thank you. Before we investigate more about Hitler and his childhood, we have to actually define the word evil.
Evil. Adjective.
Profoundly immoral and wicked. His evil deeds. Evil is one of the most broad topics in the world. So, in this podcast, we'll be investigating all types of evil, such as immorality or absence of good. Today, we are looking at how immoral Hitler was and his reasons behind World War II. Was he nurtured into being evil, or was it simply just his nature?
Welcome back to Nature or Nurture, the show where we investigate whether some of the world's most evil people were born evil or were just raised evil. So how was Hitler raised, Rhys? What was his childhood like?
Well, when Hitler was only a young boy, he constantly had to change schools, which would have been tough because he'd have to start over in every new school he was enrolled in. He got good grades and was a happy boy until...
What? Until what?
Until his little brother died of measles. And if that wasn't enough, his dad always took his anger out on his kids, including Hitler. At the age of 7, Hitler's brother ran away. Now Hitler was depressed. He talked to trees, he was lonely, his grades flopped, and he was bullied at school.
Gosh, I can kind of see why Hitler was such a bad guy. But the next part of his life was actually quite good for him. He was passionate about many things, and he was also an incredible public speaker. All was going well until another tragedy struck. His mother died. Now Hitler was homeless in Vienna, a place that was filled with anti-Semitism, the hostility or prejudice against Jewish people. Vienna certainly played a role in Hitler's future of hate and war, so I think that Hitler was nurtured to be evil. All the depression and anger in his past just built up to one massive moment, World War II. We asked some volunteers what they thought about this question, and the answers may actually surprise you.
Nurture.
I think that it wasn't the nature of him which made him evil, it was how people treated him. Because say you're treated perfectly normal, you'll probably be a perfectly normal person too. But if you weren't and you were treated really badly, you'll probably take that on.
What about you?
I definitely believe it was nature. I believe that he was born quite evil and that he did make that decision.
Nurture.
One.
I think he was nurtured into being evil.
I think that it was his nurture and the way, like, the events that happened in his life.
He was nurtured into being like that because no one is born evil. They're born as a person, but you can't be born with a total evil or totally amazing personality. So you just have to be a certain type of person through nurturing when you're a younger child. And yeah, that's why most people become who they are from their parents.
Thank you for listening to Nature
or Nurture,
the podcast where we investigate being born evil or raised evil. I'm Theo.
I'm Rhys.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on Nature
or Nurture.
Thank you.